Because like it feels like it took like all the Clone Wars stuff, like the clone soldier stuff from Clone Wars, and just went with that. When I kind of lean towards more like the Jedi stuff.
Oh.
But
Did you
altogether,
watch
it's like a
I
the
mean,
newest
it's right in
season
the
of Clone
name.
Wars?
What?
Did you watch the newest season of the Clone Wars?
No, I gotta catch
Oh,
up on it.
yeah, you should watch that before you watch Bad Batch.
Yeah, I gotta watch that. I've gotta get on Rebels too.
What?
Because it's like a
Hey.
there's like a three series or three episode series
Oh,
arc of the Bad
really?
Batch. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So
Does
I
it
think
connect
that's
with
why
the
they, I don't know if it's why they made it, but it gives you a little introduction to them before the new show.
That's cool. I gotta check it out. I gotta catch up on all that. It's one of those I gotta like just seriously devote some time to doing.
Yeah, like there's one character in it that
Although
joined
I
halfway
have
through.
not watched the last season of Clone Wars and it's fine.
Yeah, but you get to understand why. Oh shit, what was his name? Captain, wasn't Rex, Echo or something, is the way he looks.
Oh, he looks like that guy from Bespin.
Sure.
Can you hear the
Wilson?
music now, Andy?
Yes. I
Okay.
can't hear it.
Maybe it's still loading for you. You can't hear it still?
Nothing's happening for me. Is it in Foundry or is it in Discord?
In Foundry.
Yeah, nothing's happening for me.
Andy, did you have to change a setting?
I turned all the global volume controls back up.
I didn't know I
Oh, I
touched
see it
those.
up here. You might have. Do you see the little music note in the top right?
Music? No. No, I didn't. No, nothing. I didn't change. They're all like halfway in full. I turned them all up just to be safe.
I don't know. Well, because I'm about to play the intro music.
Oh, here I got the ambient music, Age of Empire music going on in
Oh.
the
Yeah, that's what's playing.
background. I can hear that. I don't hear
Okay,
any. I
good.
don't hear like the lead-in track.
No, it's not. It's not playing yet.
It's that great symphony.
An excellent symphony.
Yeah, I wasn't. I definitely wasn't being sarcastic.
Seagulls poke at my head, not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now.
See, now I'm not getting like nothing. There's not even a video.
Nothing I could do, but yeah, when these birds.
All right. There we go. Bring you back over here. Unless you want to listen to it three or four more times.
I didn't hear anything again. I didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything?
I didn't see or hear anything.
All right.
Andy's internet
You're
sucks.
staying in. Why don't?
Down
Why
to the
can't
beach, I'm strolling. But the
Nothing.
seagulls poke at my head, not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now.
The only reason I knew it was going was because Ryan was dancing.
No other reason for Ryan to dance.
I thought maybe he was just doing it to mess with me.
I don't know why you don't. Why I can't pull you into scenes. I think maybe because it's loading. It just takes forever for it to load on your connection. That's the only
Now
thing I
I'm
can
on
think of.
screen, I'm bloating.
That sounds like a personal problem.
I don't have an intro for this week. Did you guys read the recap at all? Do you remember what happened?
Marginally.
Okay. You talked to. Well, you killed Starbass
That's
after
true,
he
I
gave
did.
you after he gave you a great idea.
I kicked his ass.
You kicked Starbass's ass, and
Here, here.
all his goons. You dragged Wex and Orpa back down to the warehouse. You threw Thweek's body over into the junk shop.
Junkyard. I think that was a great idea. I still do.
Yeah, there's no way that could backfire.
Nope.
And that's probably about it.
Other than that, racist asshole might get accused of murder.
That's true. Well, race, I don't know, is droid a race?
I think so, yes.
Okay, let's go back to...
Shut up, God.
Worship me!
No one asked your opinion anyway.
You guys are now in the warehouse. RX has healed Sarn and Mac. Although
no, he did not heal me.
Yeah, I failed.
No. Yeah, but he healed some strain.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. And I think that's where we'll start.
Light side points? Destiny points?
Oh, let's do that. Good idea. See, can I send that to everyone?
Yep, I got it.
Okay.
Damn it.
Oh, boy.
Well, thank you, Boo. Oh, thank you, Game Master.
Oh, so it's even. God damn it.
And God. Thank you, God.
First time you've ever said that.
No, it is not. Just about you, but yeah.
Okay. All right, I think you guys are starting to cool off after having killed Starbass. You also pinned two of his goons underneath this balcony.
And... No, I thought it was just one.
Well, one of them, only one mattered, I think.
Maybe one died immediately?
Yeah, no, something like dead. That. Well, they're both dead,
but one like lingered for a while and took some pot shots at Sarn.
Yeah, but it didn't hit anyone.
Right. That's why I said pot shots.
Yeah. Oh, is that what a pot shot is? I thought it was like a little hit on someone.
It's like an inconsequential.
Okay.
Shot.
All right. Well, here I thought I wasn't going to learn anything tonight.
Hey, you're welcome. That's Professor Dance to you.
Hey. Is that what RX said?
wait, what? Who's Dant?
Okay, you guys are regrouping after having after the battle.
All right, guys, let's regroup.
Ah, what a battle!
That was a massacre.
Is that how you guys always respond to things?
Yes,
we are. Uh-huh. We are. We do have a streak of murder hoboing, unfortunately.
What does that mean?
It means we kill a lot.
Oh. I mean, in our defense, we kill in our defense.
I look at Orpa as I wipe the blood off my face.
Oh, I am. That makes me very scared.
Oh. It was supposed to do the opposite. It was supposed to turn you on.
What are you thinking, Sarn? You think that's what's going to happen? I'm covered in blood of a what was Starbass again?
I protected her.
Has there ever been any indication to the contrary that Sarn really has zero people skills, interpersonal skills?
Yeah, I'm a pretty good dancer, Mac.
are you?
I was before the Robotoe.
I think you're even better now that with the Robotoe. It adds a flair to your move step.
To your move step.
If flair means stumbling and falling over, then affirmative.
What do you know about dancing? If it doesn't have anything to do with murder, let's just admit that you don't know anything about it.
I have observed many dances in my time. Generally.
A general dance of death.
It is a response to gunfire at the feet.
Are we just going to sit around here and talk about dancing?
Oh, and death?
Who is
that guy that you just blasted?
Who's talking right now?
He doesn't matter anymore.
This is Wex.
Oh.
I matter.
I thought you were Southern.
No, Wex? that was Starbass.
I thought you and Starbass were both Southern.
No, sometimes I am, but usually I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I just talk lower than my sister, but basically in the same voice.
Makes sense. You are siblings.
We are.
Okay, so I suppose we just go hide in one of these crates and get taken off to Jabba's, yeah?
Yes, we're supposed to deliver one of these boxes there for evaluation of these parts. So we can probably get in through the cargo hold in the back of the palace.
Okay. Well, can I like display a map using a droid, like the thing R2-D2 has to display holograms? Do I have one of those? Can I have one of those?
Sure. And you used to work for Teemo, So,
well, we found a map somewhere because we were looking at a map at least. You showed us a map, I remember.
I showed you a map because you know of.
Oh, I see. Can I display a holographic version of the map on the floor? Cool. All right, here we go, guys.
Andy still has not been pulled in yet.
That's fine. Sarn doesn't actually. Okay. Sarn, all you need to know is that we'll be blasting.
Just tell me where to point the gun.
Away from me. Okay.
So don't use you as a shield?
That should be acceptable.
If I mean, you're metal.
I am.
Shields are made all metal.
This is true. If necessary, I may be used as a shield. I've done it before. Okay.
Right, good to know.
So,
you're great
for you. I've done it for you. No, actually, no. Wait, sorry. You were the shield.
I was the shield.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've all been a shield at one point in time.
Mostly
that's what makes us such
mostly
a great team.
Mac, you use anything possible as a shield.
Listen, this is all very interesting to listen to you guys talk about who used who as a shield and when.
All right, wait.
But what are we doing?
Wex, do you have any concept? Have you dealt with Teemo before? Have you delivered supplies to Teemo before?
Yeah, I've brought him things.
Where does he generally receive and inspect his cargo? And does he do so in person or does he do so through proxies?
Well, I don't know that he's going to inspect it at night. We're just supposed to bring it in because there's less people watching at night. No, he will not be inspecting it in person.
So do you think that will just be deposited in the workshop and cargo / receiving until morning time?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm not usually around for when he's actually going to look at it, but yeah, that sounds right.
So interesting. Our options then are to gamble and hope that he does inspect it in person, therefore waiting in the crate until he opens it and then shooting him. Or not taking that gamble and just waiting until the box is deposited in the workshop area and then waiting, sneaking out, killing any guards we might have, and then trying to actually find Timo's sleeping chambers. Or hiding somewhere in the palace and just waiting for him to come out and then shooting him. What do you guys think?
I say we get in the box.
Well, yep, that's definitely the plan. But when do you want to get out of the box?
Once it's dark and once everybody's asleep, probably. And
okay, so you
out. I'll pull the bedroom attack.
Yeah, got you. Second plan. Okay.
Whoa! You guys are gonna try and kill Teemo?
No.
We're just going to go visit him.
No, we're looking for evidence. I misspoke. Okay. I'm sorry. We kill a lot of people, and I just forgot what we were doing here.
Yeah. Because kill people is code, or kill Teemo is code word for spy on Teemo.
I mean, I do get business from Teemo, but you also ought to know that he's going to be very difficult to kill on his own, let alone with all his guards. Why?
What is he made out of? Kevlar or not Kevlar? What's he made out of? Beskar.
No, but he is a tough thing to kill. I mean, you don't become a crime lord.
I don't know. I heard that a half naked woman once strangled to death.
In the future?
No. It happened somewhere else. I think you guys are thinking of an event that hasn't happened yet. I hear it happens all the time. Honestly,
wait,
really?
I don't. Can he fire a weapon with his flipper?
I've seen him shoot people for no reason at all.
Wait, he can hold a gun.
Telling me?
How does he hold a gun? Does he just squeeze it in between folds of fat?
He has fingers.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, now I got to look up Jabba's fingers.
Oh no, let's just say I spent time looking up Jabba's fingers when I wanted to know whether or not you could break them.
That's funny.
You got our number.
The research the research a DM has to do.
He definitely has fingers.
I'll be damned. That's what I said. I'll be damned.
Guess what we're breaking?
His tail.
His head.
His spirit.
Oh, look at those sausage fingers, though. He has to have a specialty gun to fire.
Are you looking it up right in front of Wex after you guys brought up fingers? You're looking it up on the HoloNet?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Now listen,
all we got to do is use one of us as a shield, and then you guys can break his finger.
No. We're just trying to find evidence that he's plotting against Jabba so that we could sick Jabba on him. Much easier that way.
Okay. That's not a bad plan.
Break his fingers.
Not a bad plan at all. Yeah, you're going to need some evidence, obviously.
You're Southern again. This is fun.
No, that wasn't something. That wasn't
evidence.
Once we get in to the workshop and cargo receiving, we can go right to that communications hub. And if there's any kind of talk about, you know, battle droids or anything, then we might be able to find it there.
Probably find them in the workshop. And then we'd be able to communicate that information, like, anonymously right to Jabba through the communication
cell. Or hear me out on this one. We go to the gladiator cells and let them out and let them help us kill Teemo.
Interesting idea. I like it. We'll definitely have to consider all of these options. It seems like they are under... What is that?
Yes.
Someone's calling us.
As you're talking, there's a beep coming from the fanny pack that RX has.
I found mine.
Oh, you did. It's a good thing one of your kids didn't eat it.
Yes, that is a good thing. It's 3D printed. Although, probably be bad.
All
right, so I...
that's might be bad, just because it's 3D printed.
Not because it's the size of a... Of like a
I thought you meant like cork. they would tear it to pieces and eat the little pieces.
I don't have kids. I don't realize how destructive they are.
They just assume they would swallow the whole.
Just try and swallow it.
No,
choke on it and die.
That's not how it works. I don't know why that's funny to you.
That's what I thought too, though.
And it's also funny to you. Okay.
I'm just picturing a little kid trying to eat it.
I'm picturing a dead kid.
It's like how uncomfortable this is making you.
Mom and dad are never going to have grandchildren.
Nope.
They will be short-lived, even if they do.
I assume you have some sort of fanny pack holding your various trinkets?
No, I just have, compartments in my in my chassis.
So your fanny compartment is ringing.
I pull out the thing that's ringing.
Okay. The thing that is ringing is Thweek's communicator.
Sure. Okay, so I answer it in whatever language Thweek speaks.
Thweek speaks...
Thweekish.
I don't know what Thweek speaks. That's a good question.
It was like a whispery language.
Yeah, the whistling. Right. What are you saying to him?
What do you want? That's what I say. Wait, that's not a Thweek. Do I recognize this language?
That Huttese? Yes.
It's Huttese.
Okay. So if I recognize the language, what is it saying?
He's saying, Thweek, are you there?
I respond, this is Thweek's medical droid. He is currently in a back to tank. What do you want?
This is Teemo, and he needs to speak to Thweek.
Guys, I'm talking to Teemo. I'm like covering it. Because you can cover it like a phone, I'm assuming.
I think there's an off switch.
No, that's fine. Okay.
It's always on, as Mac has demonstrated.
Guys, Teemo, I'm talking to the Teemo right now.
I'm
talking to Teemo right now. Yes, the Teemo. The Hutt himself. The fat ass.
Ask him what he wants. Pretend you're Thweek. Can you imitate the Thweek guy? None of us can
speak
Thweek.
Do I have the ability to, modulate my voice as a droid?
Yes. It's going to have to be a deception.
It's not Thweek.
Yeah, I mean, I could say I woke him up or something. No, that's fine. Well, wait, what was the last thing Teemo said? When I said this is his medical droid?
I need to speak to Thweek.
He is suspended in Bacta. Can you relay the message through this droid or not?
Blah, 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 blah. Beat you. And he says, there is no way that I can talk directly to him.
Like, wait, real quick. Not in character. I don't have my sign.
I need to get my sign.
I wrote mine.
Here, how about this? I'll just hold up the back of mine. Okay, so, I mean, like, theoretically here, I don't think I'm crazy. In the Star Wars universe, if you're suspended in Bacta, wouldn't people just know that you can't talk? Like, wouldn't you, like, isn't this somewhat of a ridiculous question for Jabba to ask right now?
Can Jabba talk at him, and maybe he can hear you, but not in, if you're in Bacta, you know?
I think that's how that works. I think you're suspended.
I would think that there are varying degrees of Bacta tanks. I don't have cannon to back me up on that.
He could be in one that doesn't cover his head, for example, but covers the rest of it, or his arm or something. All right, yeah, I can roll with that.
Like Futurama.
So he's in like he's like
a... No, he's not just a head in Bacta.
He's in a hot tub suit? Is he in a hot tub suit? You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. Oh, yeah, wasn't... Finn was in a hot tub suit in one of the sequels.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the good one.
There was a good one?
LOL. Where... Tiger, why is my rolling menu gone?
You don't have a character on the screen because this is just a map.
It's just a map. So,
well, I just wanted to check my deception. Map. I wanted to check my deception. I don't know what my deception is.
Oh, so you should be able to go into...
If you hit that little... Oh, you don't know what the... All right,
the
go
characters.
Ahead,
so in the top right-hand corner, all the different tabs, the people tab, there's under there should be a PC folder. In the PC folder,
got it. Found it. I don't think I want to try to deceive him. I guess we'll just take our chances this way.
Deceive him.
I can't deceive him. My deception is incredibly, incredibly low.
It's one ability.
Oh boy.
Ability.
I think I made it a career, but I haven't upgraded it yet.
Okay. That's what it's showing.
I just said he is completely incapacitated. My memory is wiped every 24 hours if you do wish to relay a message.
Wabba baba, Jabba, wabba dee baba. That's what it would sound like, right?
Yeah, it's excellent. Perfect.
Spot on.
You're killing it.
So he says that he needs to talk to him on the Jabba job.
The Jabba job.
He will be informed.
Okay.
All right, guys, so we'll just have to level up, and then I will increase my deception ability, and then we can fool Jabba and figure out what he wants.
I mean, is there a way you can call him back and say, the week will be out in a couple hours, he'll meet you in the workshop?
Will that still count as deception,
though? To talk?
I'm sure I would need to roll deception for that.
Yeah, that's going to be deception.
I'm sure I would need to roll deception for that.
It's a good assumption.
And my deception is so abysmal that I'm really not anyone worth this. It's not worth counting on me deceiving anybody.
I mean, let's not forget about light side points and shit too.
It's a good point.
For a light side point, if you can give me a legitimate narrative reason, I can. You would be able to upgrade that green to a yellow, for instance.
So risky, but yeah, it's worth considering. I mean, I'll keep the communicator on me. We can call him back in a little bit if we need to.
Are you guys hearing birds? Is that just me?
No, I hear it.
Okay, I thought that was coming from my backyard because the door was open, but it's every time Ryan speaks.
Yeah, it's birds. There's birds outside. I can close the window. Give me a second.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Oh, man. No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Oh, okay. We figured out that
it was a, I thought it was a fluke in the system or something that, like, somehow.
Oh,
like,
no.
It was the ghost of the Tweak.
I'm right next to the outer wall.
It's the ghost of Tweak.
I thought that was like an added effect Tiger put on so he could act like Tweak,
oh,
you know?
No.
Because I didn't know. And then I thought it was coming from my door because the door was open as well. So.
Oh, I think there's a train, all sorts of things.
That's funny. All right, no worries.
Do you guys know the name of the Kubas from Star Wars?
There's a Kubas in Star Wars?
Yeah, he's following Luke Kuba or something. Yeah, the same Thweek, the same species as Thweek.
No, I don't know that guy's name.
Well, we looked him up before because we didn't know what a Kubas was, but I thought maybe you guys would remember what his name was.
I can make a look it up again, but I don't remember.
He does not remember.
Okay, well, that was pointless. Let's just get in these crates and go with the original plan.
Great.
So as you
So what is the original plan?
To sneak around and try to find evidence that he's building droid armies and then go to the communication hub and tell Jabba. Send a message, an anonymous message.
Wait. Wex says. I was overhearing that. You said that he said something about Jabba?
Yes, he did. Affirmative.
Good Jabba for
that's
Jabba.
Interesting, because that Thweek guy, he was pretty suspicious, right? He was obviously some kind of spy. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, Kubas, not to be racist, but they're usually spies. They're like the Bothans on the dark, you know, the bad side of Bothans.
The Kubas really stick their nose in everyone else's business.
Max says that he gains one strain.
Who does? Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because his pun in his game is on.
What?
Your pun game is on.
Oh. I can't get strained from that.
No, you get unstrained.
Oh, okay, great.
Yes,
it is probable that he is in fact a spy and that he has in fact been tasked with surveilling Jabba, but I don't see necessarily how that information will help us, nor do I see a reasonable way for us to obtain the information in the first place.
Well, I think it might be something to keep in mind, because if there is some sort of Jabba job that Timo is hiring a spy for, that could be interesting.
Certainly, it could be.
We are trying to build a case against Timo, right? I think that's what I hear your plan is. I'm not quite sure. Your plan isn't well defined.
Once again, the issue is ill well defined. We are looking for physical evidence. However, the issue isn't so much whether the information would be useful to us or not, but whether or not we have a feasible way of obtaining said information.
No, that's a good point.
We'll figure it out on the fly.
Yeah. The other problem is that if we this information, while maybe useful, has an incredibly risky side in that we are communicating directly with the Hutt himself, and if he senses deception, it will raise his guard.
Oh well, yeah, I wouldn't lie to him. They're pretty good at sussing out lies. You don't have to be a crime lord by not being able to.
I heard once that that Jedi mind tricks even don't work on Hutts.
Really? What's a Jedi?
You've never heard of the Jedi?
I have not. Please, tell me a 6-hour or 9-hour story.
Oh, no, they were just, I mean, that is unnecessary. They were the peacekeeping arm of the Republic in the late ages of the Republican era.
They're basically fortune tellers.
It's funny, this was like only like, 40 years ago? How do you not know this?
I heard they had Gruul swords, and I want one.
Gruul swords?
Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Everyone called me out on it.
I mean,
hey Sarn, what do you got there?
Does Sarn have one?
Oh, sorry.
Sarn has Emperor Palpatine's lightsaber. Oh, okay.
Sarn have a lightsaber and just not ever rusted it out. Like, because it's like an heirloom.
No, you're gonna need probably 60 or 70 light side points.
Can't wait to get one of those new extending ones. I'm gonna buy one as soon as they're available.
Okay. So back to the plan.
So the plan is to find physical evidence. Essentially, we're going to look for evidence of manufacture of battle droids, design of battle droids, and, you know, search the computer systems, see if he's done surveillance of Jabba's palace. You know, if we're lucky, we'll find something obvious like the battle plan for attacking Jabba's palace with a droid army or something.
Hey, RX.
Yes.
What is that room that is above the communications hub?
I'm assuming that's a, to me, it appears it would be a power plant. Like, it's powering, those are generators that power the palace. But that's just my, that is my guess. I've not been to that room.
I was thinking they were locked.
My time in the palace took me mostly just to the workshop.
Okay.
And, of course, the gladiator cells, where we did most of our torture. But anyway.
Wait, what did you do for Timo?
Nothing.
That was Wax.
Yes, confidential. Okay, Wax, we shall bid you farewell. Let us climb into this crate, companions.
I jump into the crate.
Tar, do you wish to say any farewells to the female?
We're about to have a crate time. I get down in the box and crouch.
I look back at her, wink, and then jump into the box.
And she just kind of looks around.
That was for you, Orpa.
And I go, aha, 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 and climb into another crate.
And Mac?
And then I look affectionately at all the B5. I pick up a B5 head.
One.
And I'm like,
Roger, I already said my piece. I got the box.
They're B1s.
What?
Yeah, fine. B1. I look at a B1 battle. Oh. I pick up its head and I go, Roger, Roger, comrade.
Oh, okay.
Wait, comrade?
Comrade?
You sympathize with these droids?
What are you, some kind of pinko?
What are you, a Roger?
Wait. Guys, you guys know what I was, right?
Before
I worked for Tino? No.
But you were.
Yeah. Wait, why do you think
you're not anymore.
Well, they're gone. The droid armies are destroyed. I didn't just choose to leave. We lost. But I survived and went on to different jobs.
We'll be having a discussion about this after we...
What do you have against droids? You weren't part of the...
No, nothing against droids. Curious that you miss them.
It wasn't so much missing as it was just honoring a fallen comrade.
Comrade?
Yeah. I mean,
we
didn't fight together. It just, honestly, I'm not using comrade. I'm using comrade because there isn't really a better word for what I'm trying to survey, but I'm not trying to make a Russian equivalence to the droid army.
Fine. Interesting. Right. As you guys bicker, Wex closes the crate. Are you guys all in one crate or multiple crates?
I think we should all be in one crate.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys are all in one crate.
It's a team building exercise. Crate.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a big crate.
I was under the impression they were big. They were always big in my mind's eye.
Okay. So you guys are all crammed into one crate. Let's say it's
wait, like a shipping container?
No. It's not that big because it has to fit. It's gonna.
Oh, it's got to fit through a door.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. So it's probably like a long pallet.
Okay. We could easily fit side by side.
Yeah, we'll say it's like a 3x1 layer pallet.
Gotcha.
We took the droid parts out to make room for us.
All of them?
Except for the one head that Rex likes, apparently.
Well, I mean, I could throw it away. It wasn't that I liked it. Oh my god, it was a character moment.
It's okay. Rex.
It sounds like Star's having a character moment too.
It's okay, Rex. You can keep your weird head.
Which one?
Sorry. Leave the man alone. Leave the droid alone.
We're closed in.
You guys are closed in, and. And Wax can hear you guys continue to bicker through the crate.
Hey, do you think Wax can hear us?
Hey, fuckface, can you hear us?
Do you ever think it's weird that everyone calls him Wax and not Rex? I mean,
Sarn,
what would you do to Wex's sister given the chance?
My goodness.
No, I don't think we got enough time for this.
Let's get out of here first before, you know, we got a long drive.
And as you said that thing about his sister, you guys noticed the crate rock a little bit as if it were nudged by Wex. You guys tip maybe 20 degrees. Yeah, just like that.
All right. What I would do to his sister is nothing. Is nothing compared to what I would do to Wex.
That's better. Okay,
Sarn,
so
you're
then
one of a kind.
They load you back up into like a it's not the ship. It's not the Lucky Guess, but it's like a shuttle ship. So it's still like airborne, but it's not. It's more like I don't know. It's like a golf cart version of a
maglev.
No, not like that. It'd be like more like a golf cart version of a helicopter. It can't really go very high, but it can go like a round Mashuda. Yeah, that's it. You get caught up in the Mashuda. Okay. You do have to wait a little while until night passes.
Where's that singing coming from?
Damn it, God.
God, was that you?
God and I like to have a moment. God and I like to have a moment.
Ignore me.
Hello. Hello, God. It's me, Rex. Are you there?
Ignore me.
So, okay. RX.
Yes.
What'd you name the head that you're so fond of?
I did not name it. It's serial number 2078T.
Oh. Oh, I remember 2078.
What a lovely name.
Would you like to know the battle records of 2078T?
If you can keep it quiet so no one hears us in this box, then yes.
But also keep it riveting.
2078T was deployed on Geonosis at the beginning of the Clone Wars in the very first battle. That
and
was
then
fought.
I tap Mac and go, we were there.
Yeah.
We've been there.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm listening.
Sorry.
2078T was deployed with its squad to combat the Jedi in the arena on Geonosis.
Did it kill any?
2078T approached a Jedi wielding a purple lightsaber. He shot at said Jedi, and the bolt was deflected. And it took him through the chest, instantly destroying him.
Wow.
His head, though, remained.
That's a pretty cool droid.
Remained active, and so therefore has this memory. In fact, I can play it for you guys, and then I'm plugged into the head, and I like hologram this video, like from the droid's perspective, like it's like a recording of its from its eyes of it fighting, trying to shoot Miss Mace Windu.
Oh, dude, there's those laser swords. We were just talking. Were those the? Are those the Jedi we were just talking about?
Affirmative.
Oh my goodness.
And we won? Or they won?
They look sharp in them robes, let me tell you.
Well,
I want one of them robes.
They were a force to be reckoned with. Generally one Jedi, a good Jedi, especially a Jedi Master. On a different occasion, this Jedi Master, the one with the purple saber, he took out about hundreds of our kind.
If you get to be a Jedi, you get a lightsaber and the robes. It sounds like a pretty good deal.
Not only that, but you command the forces of nature.
What?
From what I've heard, it's basically a cult, though.
I mean, forces of nature, joining a cult. I don't know. That's a tough gig. That's a toughie right there. I mean, I'm already interested in it just for the clothing. I don't know about you guys. It sounds like a pretty good deal. And the lightsaber.
My records do not indicate that the Jedi were ever regarded as fashionable, but to each their own, I suppose.
I mean, look at me, friend. I mean, have you ever seen anyone rock out this Buster as best as I can?
There's a reason nobody wears that back.
There's a reason nobody wears the Jedi robes anymore.
You need to remember that you're wearing that padded shoulder thing.
Yeah, yeah.
On top of that, you're wearing the Vuster. And no, on top of that, you're wearing Fleek's cloak.
Yeah.
No, we decided that the padded shoulder thing is on outside of the Vuster.
I thought we got rid of the cloak. Did I keep it? I mean,
you were wearing it. You were wearing it. After you killed Fleek, you put his cloak on.
I wanted to keep it for my blanket back on the ship.
So what did you do with it?
What an odd blanket. My olfactory sensors indicate that it would reek quite heavily of Kubaz.
You don't wash it. You always wash the, you know, your gently used laundry.
Do we have washing capabilities on the Kahuna Wave?
Yes. I mean, I'm assuming so.
We just jump in the shower with our clothes on, right? That's what everyone does, right?
That does not explain the state of your unwashed bodies. I'm sure you have not washed since we've been on this adventure.
I am definitely washed. I take my hygiene very, very closely. Have you seen? I spend a lot of time in the mirror. All right, making sure that everything's prim and perfect. Don't forget, I come from a very, very reputable background. You don't need to know about
getting your full body licked by the Bantha Crag does not constitute a shower.
As he says that, it starts rattling, and you can tell that you've been picked up, and you start to move through the air towards somewhere. But you're picked up and start moving.
Things look like they're picking up around here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say sometimes.
Just don't say anything. If you don't know what to say, don't. Just don't.
I don't know, Mac. I quite enjoy the puns. You can keep them coming.
Well, thank you.
You can say they've grown on me.
Ah.
Is that a pun?
Not really. More of a callback.
to what?
To a different pun that you attempted to make at the beginning of the night.
All right.
Or should I say beginning of this chapter of our adventure?
Okay.
I have no idea what time of day it is.
No, because you're in a crate. But you know it's later than it was. And you get down to the launching pad. The helicopter golf cart lands on the launching pad. And you hear something whiz by, pick you guys up. You hear some strange language.
Do I recognize it?
It's droid speak. They're like automated droids that work the
Wouldn't I definitely recognize it then?
Yeah. But they're not saying anything but like codes and numbers and
comrades
and orders.
Comrades, these droids are under the employ of Team Mother Hut. We have indeed made it to the palace.
Okay, good.
Now shut up.
I think that was the plan.
Can you see me? I don't think you guys can see me dragging these. Can you?
You only see after.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, now. And now you know that you've been moved over into, well, I guess, into the cargo and receiving. Well, no, that's not true. You don't know that. You know that the box has been dropped, and whatever brought you there either powers down or whizzes out of the room.
All right. I'll sneak out. I'm an assassin, guys. I'll sneak out.
I just get out normally.
Okay. I was going to make sure this door was closed.
I trip on my Vuster getting out. No, I trip on the cloak.
Were you wearing the cloak?
I have it wrapped around my waist.
Sticker bomb?
like a kilt.
Okay.
More like a soccer mom.
May I call you Karen from now on?
More like Scarin.
Got him.
Okay. Affirmative. I will record that.
All right. You get it. You get out and you see that it's kept clean and uncluttered. And it seems to be used by thugs and gladiators who are injured while in Teemo's service. So you should recognize it, RX.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, RX, you've been here. Is there a first aid kit around here to help these injured gladiators?
There should be a first aid supply station, yes. over there. And I indicate
I go to the first aid kit.
Cabinet.
Can you just say it's a cabinet? Or like shelves?
I did. I indicate the cabinet is what I said.
Oh, okay. Yes. But then Sarn just said, I go over to exactly what I wanted to find and find it.
All right. I go over to the cabinets to look for a first aid station. Okay.
Roll a perception and let's make it easy since RX was able to point it out for you. Check fit. Okay. You do find 2 stim packs, but that's it.
Oh, sweet. What is my health?
I wonder what you would have found if you succeeded.
Shit, drop my communicator.
All right. I walk over here carefully. All right. Well, I walk to this corner first, how about? And then I peer around the corner to see if there's anybody over in the remainder of the area.
There is not. It's empty.
Cool. All right, so I walk over here.
And you can tell it's quiet out. It's quiet in there. So.
Right. So I go over here to these containers at the far end of the room, and I start to open them and inspect them.
Okay. Roll an easy perception.
Okay. Perception. Is that under general?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never have to roll.
Yeah, it's general.
What'd you say? Easy?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Check succeeded. And 1, no advantages. Okay. You see over there, there is some incomplete Bactoid combat droids. And there are 3 droids in various states of repair. None of them seem to work, but it's clear that they form some sort of ongoing project.
Okay.
And further, like in the corner, You're here, of course, like looking through these barrels here, but you see something glowing over here.
Before I go attempt to look at that, is there any way I could plug into the droid and see, is there any way like I could look at the database on the droid and see if like anything's missing or if it's been accessed recently? I'm imagining this almost like a Windows where it's like file last used on and then there's like a date column.
Sure. Yeah, you can do that. It'd be a computer check.
Okay. What difficulty?
We'll say it's average.
All right. So is that a knowledge skill or a normal? So it's a general.
No, computers is not knowledge. It's its own check.
Right. All right. So computers, you said what easy?
Average.
Average. Okay. Ah, fuck. I failed, but I got 4 advantages.
At least these advantages, if I may, say access most recently by datapad AC4.
Okay, AC4. I commit that to memory. All right. Do you want to? I mean, I've been doing a lot. I'll go check the glowy thing. But do you guys want to say what you're doing?
Yeah, I want to see if I can close the door because it looks like there's some guards by the landing pad.
Okay.
I want to lock that door so they can't come in.
Yeah, and I'm helping him and I want to barricade it.
Well, I mean, we're going to have to most likely leave through that door. So yeah, oh. I guess we can barricade it. That's fine because we can just move it then. But
it's going to be a mechanics check.
Work on a sliding door.
Say that again?
How good will a barricade work on a sliding door?
Probably not very well, but you could do, depending on how you want to do it, you can do a different check to try and jam the door.
I was hoping to try to jam it.
So that would be a mechanics.
RX can like open it later if we need to escape through the landing pad.
Yeah, I think maybe you could do the Star Wars equivalent of jam a door or like a chair and a door, something like that you're saying.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a mechanics check.
Okay.
And we'll say it's average. Either one of you can.
All right. What's your mechanics?
Or you could work on it together for a boost die.
Just go to your mechanics.
Your mechanics should be this. I think your mechanics is the same.
Mechanics.
2 ability.
2 ability with the boost isn't bad.
Mine's 2 ability and then 2 difficulty. So do we both go for a boost?
Yeah. Well. Yes, you. I was going to say it would be one roll, but you'd get a boost if you wanted to do it together.
Oh, so now we'd have to do it separate, so I roll now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good, good.
We'll play it out. So the first time you do it, Sarn fails, but the second time...
Yeah, so I go up, I get frustrated, and I just walk away.
Make it easy, man. Be easy on yourself, friend. You just got to rule, you know, it just takes a little bit of moving.
All right, well, then you do it, Mac. I whisper harshly.
Oh, I'll take it. Don't worry. I'll take care of it for you, friend. And I move it. It's all in the hips.
But as we're doing that, and as the door locks, because we got two
threats, yeah.
The security droids hear it and go walk over to see if there was some kind of noise by the door.
Hello? That? Hello? We heard some unusual activity.
Don't answer. Don't say anything.
Hello? We heard some unusual activity.
Hello? RX.
We heard some unusual activity.
RX.
I walk over.
Hello? We've heard some unusual activity.
This is Overseer Droid.
Hello?
Hi. We have experienced some strange malfunction with this door and are attempting to fix.
Would you like me to fix it?
No, we're...
This is unnecessary. Please resume your guard duty.
Do you need me to call for assistance?
Nope.
What if I need to get in there?
No, we will have it cleared in approximately 10 seconds.
That is quite unusual. And the droid goes about its business. I mean, you don't know. I guess he just stops talking.
Yes, it is quite unusual.
That was a close one, Mac. All right, RX, continue searching your glowy thingy.
All right, I go back. All right, can I go look at the glowy thing, Tiger?
Yes. You pick it up, and on the front of it, well, it is a data pad, and the data pad says AC7.
Hey, what luck. Okay, so then I access the data pad, and...
That would be a computer's check if you want to see something on the pad.
That's fine. What difficulty?
Let's say it's hard.
Yeah, fuck your heart. Alright, fuck you, God. Alright, so two successes and an advantage. Alright, I download the entire contents of the data pad.
Okay. On the data pad are test figures and data. It is clear evidence that Timo is trying to build his own droids.
Okay. So what's he doing, Rex? Because we can't see it, right?
Right, yeah. So, hello, this is information on Timo's attempts to create his own droid army. It is quite conclusive. He has done quite numerous investigation into the manufacturing processes.
It is not evidence that he's trying to build his own droid army. It is evidence that he's trying to build his own droids.
Oh, all right.
Against Jabba?
That's not clear what it is, but they are
building their own droids.
Fine. He is manufacturing his own droids. He has the capability. Yeah, he is attempting the capability to manufacture his own droids.
Okay. Can I search around for a key to the gladiator cells?
Yes.
I start to go through some cabinets to find the key so maybe I can create a distraction. Maybe. I just want to have the key just in case.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's anything else in here about
it. I know, I'm just saying, though.
What are you saying?
That I want this. I want the key.
Just give it to him, Tiger.
I just want some kind of ownership over people.
Just give him it, all right? He's had a rough day.
Okay, so you look through, roll a hard perception. Ch- check failed.
God, okay. Damn it.
So you're looking through the cabinets and you see like a it's a calendar, and on the calendar there's a picture of like a naked Twi'lek, and there is a big post-it note on the calendar, and on the post-it note it says it's in Arabesh. It says gladiator cell code numbers for like opening up the doors, like pin codes. But it's all smudged out. You can't see what the codes are.
All right, I'm going to take the post-it note.
Okay.
And the picture of the naked toilet?
Well, yeah, I'm going to rip that out of the calendar.
As you rip out that one for that space month, the one behind it is yet another naked Twi'lek from a different month. It's Miss Manibudary.
Miss Manibudary!
Let me hold on. I got to write that down. Manibudary.
How do you spell that?
Manibudary. I-R-E, or I-Y.
R-Y. Okay. R-Y. All right. Like, thank you.
And I yanked that one out. Rex, you want one? I think there's about 12 more, or no, 10
but behind
more.
That one is because their year on Tatooine starts with Manibudary, is from the year before, and the year before was actually just pictures of cute Wookiees.
Let's give one to Rex.
Like cute baby Wookiees.
Oh.
Otherwise known as Ewoks, I guess.
No, I have a feeling.
I rip one out. I rip one out. Intending to give it to Rex. Rex, would you like this?
I have a feeling there is a lot of stress incoming. Strain. Sorry. I have a lot of strain incoming. No.
He's talking about masturbation.
Yeah.
No, thank you. All right, so...
Wait, can I take this post-it note and give it to RX and be like, hey, can you reverse engineer these smudges?
Yes, but in order for him to reverse engineer the smudges, I'm going to need some type of check.
All right, I'm looking.
You're trying
can
to...
Can I flip a light side point to... Say that he used to be a detective and had to deal with these all the time.
No, he did not used to be a detective.
No.
He could have used to be something.
No. I used to work here, and I used to work in the gladiator cells, and so I recognized the handwriting.
Okay.
All right, I'll flip a light side point for that.
I'm trying to think, but that should still be some kind of check, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's an upgraded check.
I'm just saying, like,
I like that.
Reason. Yeah,
I like that. I'm just trying to think of how it can be compatible with the check.
It could be knowledge. I'm remembering knowledge out of rim or something. I don't know.
I don't think.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Is it? I lost my card. I had a card with all the skills on it, and I was fidgeting, and I lost it. Okay. Yeah. It would have to be outer, maybe underworld.
I mean, I don't care. I can do any of them. Yeah. I think they're the same for me.
Yeah, because there's no memory.
Right.
So yeah, let's do that. Let's do underworld.
How hard?
We'll say it's average, but I will give you a what do you call it? Upgrade one. Well, what is your check?
A yellow and three green. I don't think I need
to know. Change one of those greens to or another yellow, so it'd be two yellow and a green on an average check.
Okay. Three successes.
Okay. So yes, you succeed. Go ahead and narrate.
All right. I have now memorized the codes for every single door.
All right. Can you write them down for me so I can go
with both hands?
Yeah. I'm a robot.
Well, he's got three.
No, he lost one.
Yeah. I thought he put it back on.
No, it got shut off. My other arm got shut off too, and I replaced my normal arm.
Oh, maybe that's his penis.
I'm a droid. I don't have a penis.
Oh, right. So,
I never thought you'd have to say that in this game.
I figured it would come up at some point.
I think it came up in the first session. His droid appendage, when he fucked the shit out of that computer and got all that knowledge.
Well, he talked about all that knowledge. That's right.
I don't have a penis.
My docking thing, I guess, is in my crotch.
Dongle.
That's what they call them. Anyway, I just write down. I have to post it, so I just write down the codes on top of the sponges. Like, I just correct it, basically.
All right. I put that into my pocket.
I'm sticking next to one of you guys.
All right. Well, I'm not sure we'll find much else in this area. I think we should go to the communication room and see if we can, before we try to broadcast anything, I think we should see if we can see maybe any information that Timo's been searching for or communicating with, people he's been communicating with.
At the communication hub in general? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think we should go in there. Well, I mean, I go to the door. Is the door closed, or is it something I can just, like, peer around a corner, Tiger?
Well, I don't know. You've worked there before, so...
Well, if you want me to call it, I mean, if you just want me to make the call, that's fine.
I'll let you make the call. I don't have a strong opinion on that door.
Okay, so the door is, I say there's no real door. It's just an opening. And I can look in and see if there's anyone in there.
Okay. There's nobody currently in there. Since it's nighttime, everybody's kind of migrated to the cantina slash wrestling room. And because they're off for the rest of the day.
Okay. All right, well, then I go waltz into the communications hub and plop down on one of these chairs.
Oh, I'm going to pee.
Probably in real life. If he's going to do that, I'm going to go make myself a whiskey. I'll be right back.
Uh-oh, that ought to make him sharper.
Get some chowder.
Chowder!
What?
Can you still hear me?
I want to break free from your life. You're so self-centered. Got out of me. I've got to break free. God knows I want to break free.
Keep going, Boo.
I fall in love. This time I know it's for real.
Okay, you can stop.
I'm falling in love.
No. I said you can stop.
God knows.
Please?
God knows I'm falling in love.
Okay. All right.
Over you, Mandy.
Good. At work yesterday, I got a $1,000 tip.
Dude, holy shit.
Yeah.
Did they win? Did they win big or something?
They cashed in for $38,000.
Holy shit.
When I came to the table, they were down to $12,000.
Holy shit.
And I brought them up to $46,000. So he gave me a $1,000 tip.
Holy crap.
What was that, Blackjack? I didn't get to keep it. Nice, but we got to share it. but still.
I didn't realize that's how it worked.
Yeah, it's all pulled, so it's all split between all of us. But
do you at least is it split not evenly, but based on hours worked in a given pay period?
It's hours worked. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So they take all the hours and all the tips.
That's how when I worked at Starbucks, that's how we did it too.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. So
yeah, but did you get $1,000 chip at $1,000 tip at Starbucks?
No, never. I think we got maybe a $20. That was our biggest single tip.
Although, to be fair, probably no one's lost $3,000.
To be fair. Yeah, no one's probably lost $30,000 at Starbucks.
And then gained. What did you say? You took from 12 to 46, gained $30,000 back.
Yeah.
Blackjack, you said, right?
Yeah. He kept saying, I believe in God and I believe in Andrew.
The two brothers.
That's going to be my new saying. That's going because that because then so far in our universe, I think we've established that there is a God.
Sometimes benevolent.
And his brother Andrew.
Andrew Master.
Are we redefining Star Wars as mythology or what?
I mean, eventually, when you do these, you do redefine all of the canon. You have your own canon. All right.
All right, so I'm to sit down.
Communication's up, yeah.
Okay, so he's in there by himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys coming in here or not?
I'm just futzing around looking through shit.
I'm going to walk in there and ask RX, do you think I should let these gladiators out to create some kind of diversion or wait?
I mean,
use that as like a backup plan.
I think that's a good contingency if we need distraction. But right now it's quiet. We don't need a distraction.
That's true.
But it's a good ace up our sleeve.
All right, I sneak over because I want to be a part of things.
Let's say why you guys are in there.
Hey, it's Max. Stop talking.
He's right there. Stop talking about him.
What are you guys talking about?
Gladiator stuff.
Oh.
You can hear music through the walls because there's stuff going on in the cantina.
Okay. I ignored the two of these two and dock with the computer.
Is that what you call it?
Yep. That is exactly what I call it.
As you dock, you feel just the slightest tingle.
Oh.
And that tingle is a warning letting you know that the security system is activated.
Is there anything on that data pad about the security system?
Well, I downloaded the entire thing, so if there was, true. I would already know about it. Also, I don't have a lot of memory about the security system because I was not contracted for security, and obviously I never tripped the system when I was an employee. So I don't really know much about it. Go ahead, Tiger.
I will tell you that the security system is going to add setbacks to your roles, and if you roll enough threats, it will set off an alarm.
Fun stuff.
In the future, maybe I won't tell you all these things, but for now, as we're getting used to it.
All right, I undock.
How's it going?
Well, hey, if the alarm starts, why don't you try to do it? If the alarm is going off, then I'll release the gladiators.
We can keep that as a contingency, but this dingle in my pingle means we need to try something else.
The dingle in the pingle. Oh, that's a good one. Write that down.
All right, memorable quote section of your handbook.
I'm going to walk into this next room to see what these glowing things are.
And I follow, Sarn.
Yeah, we're not near the gladiators, are we?
No.
I mean, we could be. It's just a quick jog over to release them all.
Just a jog. I follow everyone because I'm a follower.
And you know how Mac feels about jogs.
He cartwheeled over.
I forgot how to move my
thing. Mac is practicing his yoga.
Yeah, I'm flipping around. No, this is what I'm doing. I'm actually trying to be super stealthy, and I'm just really bad at it.
So you cartwheel?
And you guys are walking very nonchalant because you guys are pros at this. Meanwhile, I've never been
walking thin. Yeah, we're pretty good at it.
No, sneaking around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what are these?
You are a smuggler.
So you're walking through, and they're like big server racks. They look like big server racks.
You're better at sneaking around than we are.
And I know, they're just glowing.
Is there a way to?
They're glowing with heat. Somebody, if they want to roll a knowledge check on, let's see, what would it be? I'll say education.
What difficulty?
Average.
What are they? See
it. I saw the roll. Was it failed?
It succeeded. What are they?
Okay. They are, you know, from being a robot and from the glowing thing in your chest, that they do seem to be some sort of energy reactor, likely powering the cantina as well as the communications hub as well as everything else. Darn.
This is your contingency plan. If only we had a fucking grenade. That would be quite the consistency. All right.
Can we just shut this down, maybe?
What?
Can we just shut this down, maybe? Like, shut the whole place down? Is it a diversion?
We could, but we don't need a diversion currently. Both you and Sarn want diversions. What do you guys want?
Yeah, but can you shut down the communications hub?
Diversions are great if you know what you're trying to divert from and for.
Yeah. So
I thought we were looking for information and trying to find Teemo.
Yeah, but is there something that shuts down the security system?
That's what I'm wondering. Tiger, is there any way, like, is the way the power, is it like a fuse box? Can I, like, try to find power to a specific area?
It's more like a set of generators.
Okay. What is this? I walk into this little closet here with these two black balls. What are these?
I don't know. Let's say they're water softeners.
Back to tanks?
Okay. They do not have back to tanks in their utilities closet.
All right. Can I access this computer here?
Sure.
Is this some sort of control room? Can I attempt to deactivate the security system in the communication hub by shutting off power to it?
You're just moving around. It's quite distracting. Well, at least you're not spinning.
Sorry, I'll stand still.
You can do a computer's check. It would be daunting to try and do what you're trying to do.
And what do you think would happen if you failed at it? Who is spinning me? Tired. What's spinning me?
What is daunting? Is that four difficulty?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think would happen if you failed, though?
Nothing.
Something interesting, for sure. I haven't really thought of it.
Oh, no, I don't. No, I think the security system would just stay on. I think that's it. That's the only, unless I got, like...
What are we trying?
Unless I rolled, like, a natural one or something. The equivalent of a natural one.
There's no such thing in Star Wars.
I know. I guess I'm thinking, like, I don't know, four failures and zero successes. That's essentially a natural one.
I mean, that's the beauty. I mean, not to get too meta. I mean, that's the beauty of Star Wars. This game is that that's not really a thing, a natural one. You could roll a bunch of failures and an advantage. All right, that's
it. Why are you doing this? Oh, he paused it.
You've lost your privileges.
Hey, sir.
You need a fidget spinner. Okay. Now, answer Matt. Hey, he had a legitimate question.
Tiger, can you spin me, please?
I had a question. I'm lost. What is our goal here again? I mean, I know I should probably know this as Mac, but I honestly kind of lost track. Are we trying to get to Teemo, or are we trying to just get information?
No, I think
we're really trying to get information.
Wait, hold on.
Let me finish.
I think that is something I could answer out of character. I think it's legitimate for Mac to be confused. I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the character, you're playing the character. I think it's legitimate for Mac to be a little bit confused, because there's a lot of stuff happening for not a lot of apparent reasons.
Our goal right now is to find evidence that Teemo is going to go against Jabba the Hutt and try to take down Jabba.
And okay.
We need physical
evidence. I have suspicions that there is evidence we could use somewhere in the communications log. And I was seeking a way to deactivate the security system so that we could access it safely.
All right. I'm going to play like I thought we were here just to kill Teemo, and you got because that's the easiest way for us to get past our problems. And
killing
Teemo is very difficult.
I know. That's what Mac thinks. So because like you guys are taking it like I don't know. I'm just going
to
play like
and
that.
And also Sarn and RX want to kill everyone. So I think that's fair for Mac to assume.
I only ever want to kill or maim or injure those where it makes sense.
Right. And right now I thought Mac's probably thinking, why the hell are we looking around this communications deck when we should be just blasting him in his sleep? But, you know, and I
once he's again, got like, he's got like 20 guards.
I know. I'm stupid.
You can go fight the 20. Mac, you can go blast him in his sleep. Go fight through the 20 guards. Have fun. All right. I don't know what to do. So, Tiger, there was nothing useful on that pad about making the security check a little easier.
I think you're over strategizing.
Well, I don't want it all to hinge
nothing.
Down
nothing
on
is
going to
be risk roll. Is going to be risk free. And
right, but I can mitigate risks by adventuring around. That's generally how these sorts of things work.
There's nothing on the data pad that tells you exactly how to make all of the security protocols go away.
It was a data pad that had some information
about their reverse engineering.
All right.
I want to go back to these.
I'll go back to the communications.
Can you unpause the game?
Don't make me regret it.
I want to check out these, what I only assume are lockers right here.
Now Mac is spinning around. All right. You lost your privilege, Mac. Now everyone has it. Okay, so I'm going to reset the narrative here. You guys went over by the energy thing. You saw the little control panel. Saw that maybe there probably isn't a very fine control on shutting off the power to just the security system. Mac said, I don't know why we're not killing everyone here, which is just him responding to what usually happens. And now you've come back through the communications hub, and now Sarn is looking into the lockers to see whatever he can find.
Yes, I want to search the lockers. Maybe they have some weapons for the gladiatorial battles.
Okay. Roll a... Let's say a... average perception.
God damn it. What the fuck is wrong with me?
So Sarn doesn't see anything.
Sarn, Mac, I have an idea, but it might be risky.
What's your idea?
Well, I think it's less risky than potentially tripping an alarm. What I think that, if I remember correctly from my time here, if we were to knock out all power to this palace, the backup generators would power the communications hub before they power the security system. And so, obviously, the power going out would draw quite a bit of attention, but not immediately to the communications hub. And so there'd be a little bit of less attention on us here. And we may be able to slip out in the confusion, but obviously maybe not. So that is one idea, if we do want to really get this data.
But we don't have the evidence that we need.
Well, that's my point. I think the only place we're going to find evidence is in this communications hub. I mean, I can't really think of anywhere else where we're going to find evidence. Other than maybe Timo's storm room, but I don't think we're going to be able to get there.
I think that's reasonable for your explanation about the security system booting after the communications hub.
I saw your message.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Oh, there's a message.
There's a message from the Game Master.
But now I'm going to go back to the contingency plan.
So that's the point. If I blow the power, you can go ahead and release the gladiators. I mean, at that point, we're just trying to cause as much confusion as possible, as much confusion and delay as possible.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So I want to go. I will. What?
Well, wait, I'm asking your opinion. Do you want to try this plan, or would you rather me just try? You know, if I am lucky, I can just hack the communications hub without any of this. It's just that there's a risk. Oh, wait, no, we didn't do anything.
Yes, in order to have that knowledge, in order to make this decision, you need to have flipped to light side point.
Oh, I thought like it was just in order to happen, you were going to flip the light side point. I misunderstood.
I mean, you guys are weighing pros and cons. You already have this information. That's when
it's not to do it. It's just to have the information, not to do it. That's what costs it.
To be able to have a discussion, you have to know.
Right. So it's the information that costs us the light side point. Okay.
Right. Right. Unless you would say perhaps there's a chance that I power this thing back up and the security and the communications hub come up to power at the same time. To have certainty that the communications hub comes up before the security system comes up, you have to have flipped the light side point. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, I guess I thought that it would only cost us lights of point if we actually used that information to our benefit, not just had the information.
No, but that's, no. In order to have the information, the lights of point needs to be flipped.
Okay. Well, can I take that information back then?
It's too late. I like this discussion, so...
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, do you want? I mean, fuck it. Let's just do it, you guys. I mean, it already costs us a lot at that point. We might as well do it. Some cost fallacy, right?
Before you do that, though, I will release the gladiators.
Yeah,
and tell them like, hey, just like join at like the entrance for now.
Or do you want to even really like? All right, here's a possibility. You may also just release the gladiators and don't give them any instruction. I have a feeling they might cause enough shit on their own. You might even just like run past as you're releasing them and just what would be a good message for them? You can just shout something, some message in passing that may create the most confusion and disarray for them so that they go out killing more so than just decide to sit in their rooms and wait it out.
Well, I don't want them to sit in the rooms. I want them to like wait at the beginning of the hallway here. And then as soon as we try to get that information.
Well, yeah. As soon as the power is out, we want them to start wreaking havoc. Right, right.
Yeah.
The thing is I think we can synchronize this pretty easily. We have really nice communicators.
Assuming that the gladiators do what you tell them to do.
Right, that's my point. Is like, that's my point. Like, they might like being gladiators, I don't know, and not do anything and just sit in their fucking beds. That's what I'm saying. You have to come up with some reason to give them without a prolonged conversation that would get them out of their cells and causing havoc. At least some of them. At least, you know, at least a couple of them.
And they also might not cause havoc once you let them go. They could just like sneak away or like run out the front door.
Right, right. That's what my point is, that once again, I want a message that would incite violence. Incite havoc. But I lack the creativity for this train of thought. Sorry, I'll leave the gladiators up to you. You can handle it as you see fit. All right, I'm going to move to the communications hub, and then I'll just give Sarn, go ahead and commence your plan with the gladiators.
All right, I'm just going to go release all the gladiator cells.
Whoa. You are in the workshop and cargo area. The gladiator cells are somewhere else. You need to move there.
Well, I'm sorry. The game is paused.
But the greater point.
God, can you unfreeze us, please?
No,
God, because you let me let these gladiators free. Please.
Okay, so in order to get to the gladiator cells, you're going to have to make a stealth check so that, because unless you want people to be able to see you, are you just going to walk through?
The gladiator cells are not in view of the partying people.
Just because there's not people there doesn't mean that there aren't people there. Like, you guys,
gladiator cells are like a hidden, they're like, no one wants to see gladiator cells. That's like a hidden dark part of the palace.
Okay, but which way are you going to go? You're going to go through the grand hall.
No, that's the stairs.
No. I'm going to go through the workshop and cargo stairs here. I don't know if you can see my cursor.
Okay.
Right here.
I can see it.
Down here.
Those aren't connected.
What?
Oh, I see. No, you're right. That's
under the stairs.
That's underneath.
Yeah, that's all of them are in a row underneath the stairs next to the grand hallway. I assume it's kind of like a layer.
So you're not going to be stealthy as you get in down into there.
No, because I'll leave the workshop and cargo area, go down these stairs, and then go down the gladiatorial cells.
Gladiatorial, not gladiatorial.
Gubernational.
Gubernatorial.
I realize it is like 1 second before you said. Okay, but yeah, that's what I want to do.
To the gladiatorial cells.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to go by yourself?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. That's up to Mac. What's Mac doing? Mac, what are you doing?
Mac, what are you doing?
I don't know.
You're upside down, it looks like.
I've been hanging out while you guys are just... I've been hanging out kind of like this while you guys have been arguing about what you want to do.
He's literally been hanging, but he's upside down.
I decide I'm going to use my cloak and put it over to disguise myself, and I'm going to sneak into the, like, because I'm going to follow you guys towards the cantina bar and split off and see what the scene looks like. Is that okay?
Wait, where are you going?
I don't think you should do that. Wait a second. Hold on here.
I mean, he might be able to find out some useful information. I don't think it's a bad plan.
I mean, I'll be stealthy. I promise.
I mean, people know what he looks like, but as long as he's like, hey, Sarn, why don't you give him those goggles? With the goggles and the cloak, he would probably be not that recognizable.
I love this idea.
But if we got to, there's got to be a way to redirect the gladiators to the grand hallway, because otherwise they're just going to go right into the fucking
pit. All right. I need to stop this. You guys are going way too crazy. I don't want it to do this, but you're over strategizing. Just give Mac the fucking goggles and cloak and let him walk around.
That's what I said.
Andy, sorry. Yeah, I'm not trying to call you out, but it's just getting a little bit too much.
Okay. I'll give Mac my goggles.
I mean, you don't have to give him the goggles. I'm just saying you're going a little bit like too risk adverse, I'd say.
Okay.
If you were asking for God's advice, and if God was talking to you, you might want to take his advice.
All right. Well, can you unpause it, please, God? I'm sick of being frozen.
I know you are, but I love it.
No one's gonna recognize me.
All right, it's unpaused.
Power tripping, God.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
is it unpaused? I can't move.
You should be able to. It's unpaused.
Oh, there we go. I had to move myself with my mouse first before it unlocked the keyboard.
Okay.
All right, so I head over to the couple. I don't do anything, but I stand by this couple.
Wait, and where's Mac going?
I'm heading down the. I'm heading. Where are we at? Are we still in the communications hub?
You were just doing front flips over here by the communications hub.
Okay. I'm gonna go down. I don't know how to control my guy yet.
You can just drag him with your mouse.
Oh, I can drag him. Oh.
You can also use ASWD right to move him around, or the arrows.
The arrows.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna let Mac.
ASWD works too.
Rx, you said you're gonna post up by probably some big lever, right?
I'm not doing anything, but yeah, I'm just standing there.
Sarn, you're gonna head. Let's say that you're like right at the mouth here. And I'm gonna let Mac do some narrative work on his own he tries to figure out what's going on in the throne room.
But if I could suggest, Sarn, why don't you actually walk to the end of the gladiator cell hall, so that way you could run back as you release them. But don't do anything yet. Just that's where you should hold up. Yeah, that's where you should wait.
Yeah, that's. I was thinking that too. But okay,
all right, Mac. Why don't you why don't you see if you can find anything out from mingling with the people.
Yes, sir. Well, hold on. What is this thing? Oh, okay. So as Sarn like gets to this hallway, he notices in these hallways there are some guards in there. They're weak way thugs. He's lucky in that the first thug does not notice as soon as he peeks around the corner because he's turned around.
Okay. Sorry. Was a fun plan.
I mean, it's not a doomed plan, but let's just say that it's not empty down there.
What's my stealth like?
Well, let's go to Mac for now.
Okay.
All right. So I'm sneaking down the hall. I'm wearing my goggles. I have goggles, but I don't have time to go get them.
Thank you for letting us know.
If I could go use the bathroom, they're in there. But
Goggles in the bathroom? What are you doing in there?
I have a tub.
All right.
What are you doing in your tub?
I don't have
snorkeling, obviously.
Snorkeling practice, it sounds like.
All right. Fair enough.
I'll allow it.
You guys are so judgmental.
It's what we do best.
So I'm sneaking down the hall, and I'm just trying to get my way around the corner so I can, because I'm trying to make my way to the bar.
Act more natural. Stop sneaking. Just walk.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm being like naturally sneaking.
Ah, good.
You know,
okay. And as you walk into what's this? What happened?
I don't know. Wow.
You're God.
Turns out
don't ask us.
Everything looks normal to me. You just added a picture. Oh no, you just added a bunch of people. Cool.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of people in the cantina.
So I scout out the area.
Why did you say
Mac to talk to people? Mac can't talk to people.
So Mac walks into the throne room, and the throne room is this big gladiatorial arena, and it's right in the center of the room. It's just this dirt pit, this fight club pit, and all of this up here is like stadium seating with tables and stuff. And you see people all around. You can see Teemo's throne. It's at the top of the map up here, and he's just sitting there. And in this room, there's this gigantic chandelier right over where Teemo is sitting. There's a band playing next to him. They're playing some smooth Banjak's Web. And, smooth Banjak's Web and the Scundrids is playing. And that's what's going on in there. And in the background, there's some music going on.
All right, so I scout out the area. Do I know any of these people? I don't think so.
Oh, you know one of them.
I mean, besides Teemo. Do I know? I mean, like these guys here.
So as you walk in, and I'm gonna roll for one of these characters.
God.
Wait a second. I can't see their. Oh, sorry. All right, general skills. Okay. And as you walk, through.
No.
Oh, shit. I forgot you guys can see it.
Yeah, you did not hide that from
us.
Oh,
shit. Someone sees you.
No.
Mac, if you'd like to roll a perception, let's say it's a hard, average perception. Two.
Oh, two?
Oh, thank God.
Okay. All right. So you can see as you walk through that someone sees you and you guys lock eyes. It's a Trandoshan. And you can see that, yes, he recognizes you.
I'm disguised so well. Come on.
No, okay. All right. No. I'll say that he looks suspicious, that maybe you look familiar, but he does not recognize you.
Man,
does Mac recognize him?
Oh, yeah.
Mac does recognize him. He's not hiding. Did I tell you it was Trex? Oh, okay.
Well,
it is my plan to kill this motherfucker.
I'm going to go hide out by the bar and hope that he doesn't recognize me. I'm over.
Okay.
Just don't order your signature drink of space whiskey.
What should I order?
Something you would never want to drink.
Tequila Sunrise.
Sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious. Sarn, I know
space whiskey will raise a flag.
Sarn, you always know what drink I should be drinking every time.
The gargle blaster.
The gargle blaster.
I don't listen to what you want me to drink, Rex. You're trying to kill me.
Drink battery acid.
All right, so can I sneak over to the bar? Do I have to like go around this whole map, or is this the wall right here?
You actually, yeah, that's a wall. Because that's like down. A that's a yeah. It's not a tunnel. Yeah, it's like what do you like call it? Like where the yeah, football like players run through.
Yeah.
So you you're gonna have to walk all the way around.
Oh Jesus! All right, should I do it?
So you walk all the way around. Okay. You see a bunch of different
books.
Different, yeah, mooks. You see a lot of mooks. You walk right by Timo, who just is, he just kind of breathes at you, but doesn't recognize you. You look like anybody else. And you just keep walking around, occasionally bumping into people.
All right. But I'm very casual, right?
Yeah. Actually, roll a coordination.
It'd be cool. Can you just roll cool? Not that it makes sense, but just because, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, fine. Cool. Roll a cool.
What?
Average cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fine.
So let's just say that, and I'll let you play this out, but it's not going so smooth. Like no one's noticing you or anything like that, but it's not like smooth sailing as you walk around. How would that go for Mac?
So I'm keep bumping into everyone because I'm not used to wearing these big goggles. So I decide that my best course of action is to act like I'm kind of like one of Timo's drunks in the area. And that's why I keep bumping into people. And hopefully I'm blending in with the environment.
Wait, but you got to, what are you saying to them? What are you saying to these people?
I'm slurring, excuse me, miss. Excuse me.
Okay, so let's say you bump into this person right here. What is that person? What does it say? It's one of Timo's thugs. And you bump into him, he's like, I heard you, Josh.
Excuse me, sir. Pardon me. All right. And I'm going to start.
Okay. And Mac just keeps slinking.
I slink and I trip over this chair right here trying to get away. Crawling like a pathetic.
And then right over here by that table, this other person comes up to you. It's a servant. He says, "Can I help you, Lord?" Person.
Yes. Where's your nearest bar, please?
It sir? Sounds like it's a servant droid. It sounds like perhaps you've had too much.
And droids telling me when I have to do anything. Why has this come to this galaxy? No respect.
And so then he sticks his arm out and points his finger at you, and half his finger like flips up, and he says, "Please blow. We would like to find your blood alcohol content in order to see if we will keep allowing you to drink."
What is this?
Oh. Oh, you're sober.
You appear. Are you saying that over the speaker?
No.
Oh. No. In order for us to allow you to keep drinking, we are going to have to take your blood alcohol content.
Oh, goodness. Oh. okay. okay.
Please blow into my finger.
This is the weirdest shit I've ever had to deal with in this whole game. Oh.
Did you make
a blow fart?
Wow. You have blown 0.0. You may continue drinking. And he whizzes off.
Ooh. I'm not. He doesn't think I'm drunk. He thinks I'm an idiot.
That's fine.
Ooh. Is it me? He is in good company.
All right, so you move over by the cantina, and we'll go back to Sarn at this point.
I'm going to sneak up on the first guard and put him in a chokehold.
Okay. You're going
to tell you to do a chokehold. I don't know.
You're going to have to roll a deception, not a deception, a stealth against his vigilance.
Why do I have a boost on my stealth?
Which will be... Why do you have a boost? You mean a proficiency?
No, I have a boost.
Is it from one of your talents?
Possible. I was just looking at him, though, and I don't remember.
Oh, I see this boost.
Oh, stalker. No, I got a boost. Yeah, stalker. Add boost to stealth and coordination.
Always?
Yeah.
Oh.
Add a boost to stealth and coordination checks. Yeah.
Okay. It will be...
His back was turned.
His back is turned. So, yeah, it'll be that. I'm going to flip a dark side point. Because...
I haven't had one success.
Today you haven't? Okay. Yeah. A dark side point that will add a setback because it echoes in that hallway. Because it's all stone. So you'll have a setback. It'll be two difficulty against your stealth.
God damn it.
Ooh.
How did you lose again? All right. So he hears you, and he turns around and he says, "You, Twi'lek, what are you doing down by the gladiators?"
"I'm here as entertainment for inmate 7240.
7240? What did he do? He's just an idiot.
He won his last fight.
Idiot.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think he did.
He did.
Deception.
God damn it.
He did.
Deception.
Hold on, I gotta check.
I'm gonna say that next time you claim something, Tiger. Like, it's true. Deception.
Gotta roll it, and then I'm gonna pull dice out of my pocket.
out of your ass.
All right, so deception will be against... It's probably vigilance again, I think. Just no, it'll be discipline.
No, come on, he's a dumb guard. Just make it an easy one.
Yeah, you would love that, wouldn't you? Yeah, it'll be
concerned the fact that I haven't passed
discipline. One. So it's going to be... Oh, it's the same anyway, so it'll be two difficulty.
Two? Okay. Motherfucker!
What did you do?
What did I do? God, what did I do to you today?
The thing is, you only have 50... It's like you only have a 50-50 chance of failing it.
You know, and the thing is...
You used up all your luck getting that $1,000 tip.
You did. And the thing is that the game is slightly weighted to let positive outcomes happen more often than negative outcomes. So the weak way thug says, "You don't look like any sort of entertainment that prisoner 7240 or anybody for that matter would like."
Well, just because you don't like me doesn't mean they won't.
Who can I see your credentials? Your entertainer credentials? Are you operating unlicensed?
What? There's a license to be an entertainer?
I'm just doing what Timo told me.
Do you want to roll another deception?
I got past punch.
You can roll another deception, but it's going to be a setback because it's just because it's another deception in a row. He's already suspicious of you.
I mean, I can't pull my fucking gun.
I'm not sure you have any other choices.
Maybe see if you can get closer to him and then knock him out.
I'm going to flip the lights.
That worked so well for you.
And? Saying that prisoner... Oh, shit, what was the number I gave?
7240.
7240 really, really likes androgynous Twi'lex. And he's had a pass of this, or he's had them delivered to his cell before for winning a match.
Okay. I would recommend that you tell the bodyguard, the guard that, and also it's going to be, I'm going to say it's an upgrade to one of your abilities in order for that deception to work.
Okay, but I still have the setback.
What was the setback for? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you're trying again, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Still doesn't look good.
You have one green, one yellow, a setback, and two difficulty.
Yeah. It doesn't look good. All right, I'll try it. God.
Unbelievable. All right, so you tell him, go talk to prisoner 7, or not prisoner, gladiator 7240, and say your thing about the androgynous thing. And he says, I don't believe it. He had a smoking hot ass Twi'lek in here 2 weeks ago.
And I'm not smoking hot?
No. Now get out of here before I call my supervisor.
All right, I walk away. But if Timo hears about this, it's your ass. What's your guard number?
7241. Weird, huh?
That's very weird. Yeah, Timo's going to hear about this, and it's going to be your ass on the line.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, I walk away because I don't want to start a fight.
Okay, back to RX.
Hey. Fuck it, I just wait.
Yeah, fuck it, wait. That's they've been saying that through the centuries.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to just kill the power and throw everything in disarray while Mac hasn't learned anything yet. There's still a chance he's learned something, and there's no reason to do it right now.
Okay.
There's every reason to wait and no reason to flip the switch.
Okay. I agree with all that. We're here at 10 o'clock. I think we can. Oh, Moose got his goggles.
He got his goggles.
Did he sneak off to the?
He snuck off to the bathroom.
I really don't really. I don't want to know why you have goggles in the bathroom. It's probably disgusting.
Why would it be disgusting?
I'm sure it's sexual.
Why else would you have them in the bathroom?
That's where I keep my swimwear.
I'm too upset from all my failures today.
I'm going to write that down. That's going to be the name of the episode.
What?
I'm too upset from all my failures today. All right.
Maybe just all my failures. That's a more succinct.
Yeah, I like that. I sometimes struggle getting them, the titles down short. Everybody good for Monday?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, I'll be fine. What's this week look like for me? I'll probably just hit you guys up in the Discord. I think I could probably. I didn't get anything done last week, but I can get some new stuff done this week. So
okay.
So,
did you guys want to do like an in person one too? Because I need to know.
Well,
I need to be able to request it.
So not to break narrative, I guess. The Teemo encounter is the last encounter of this adventure. So I do have another one queued up. We can either do in person for the end of this adventure or the start of the next one. I think that would be a good time to do it, which would be this week. Next week or the week after, depending on how fast this goes. So I'm thinking that an in-person one would be good in the next 2 weeks, maybe.
All right. Well,
That's too soon for you.
Soon can you? I would say this. I mean, just how about this, Andy? Request off the soonest Monday you can.
Well, I have all Mondays off.
Oh.
But I just like if we want, I'm not going to make you guys drive out here for. On a Monday to play in person.
Oh, duh, right. It has to be a Saturday.
It has to be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
I'm game for doing that,
really
too,
Saturday
though.
Really a Saturday or Sunday, actually, because I couldn't get out to there at any reasonable time, even on a Friday. Unless you guys want to start at, 8.
I mean, I wouldn't mind starting at 8. I don't, as long as people don't get tired, sleepy.
I get tired pretty early.
All right. Then probably not a Friday.
Yeah, Saturday or Sunday works best for me. Also, I can't do the 22nd, which I think is this Saturday. So,
yeah
that's this Saturday because that's my we're having a joint birthday party for my kids.
Okay.
I'm sure my invite's in the mail.
So, you can come to the park. Yeah, we're just going to the park. It's really just a family thing. But if you want to come, you can come. Celebrate a 1 year old birthday.
Oh, I guess
party.
I'm not part of the family.
I mean, if you have to come.
29th. So I like the 29th.
What about the
probably
5th?
Okay. The 5th would probably be fine for me. Oh, actually, yeah. Wait, yeah, let's do the 5th because I'll have my new car. So I bring my new car out so you guys can see it.
What if we don't want to see your new car?
I mean, do you really want to take it down?
Do you want to take it down mom and dad's driveway?
No, let's go to Booze.
Or you go to Booze.
Let's go to Booze.
First of all, we could go to Booze, but also it'd be fine. I mean, it can handle some bumps. It has suspension.
Does it?
I'm not going to rip it down the driveway.
I mean, it's.
I know.
The driveway is super bad.
I did drive down it a couple months ago. I remember.
Well, yeah, but Boo, are you up for hosting?
On the 5th, I think. So I have fishing trips the 7th, 8th, and 9th, but the 5th I think I should be.
Okay.
Would you mind hosting on the Saturday before?
That's fine. As far as right now, I'll let me check, but I think I should be good for that.
Well, since you're hosting...
I mean, if you even can't host because you still make it to mom and dad's?
Yeah, no, I can host. It's more of I gotta double check and see what I'm 98% sure that I'm able to host. I just want to make sure that we're not leaving the Sunday or I think I'm leaving
Sunday
Monday.
Morning.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're leaving Monday morning, but I want to double check, you know. So, but yeah, I can host and do everything. I think I'm not opposed to it.
If you guys want, if you're hosting, if you're making that, and then Andy bought the food last time, I can bring food this time, like dinner. Like you could supply snacks or whatever you want to supply, but I can certainly get pizza or wings or whatever you guys want for dinner.
Okay.
So that sounds
great.
Okay. Yeah. I will put in the request. I can't guarantee anything though.
Okay. If you can't get the fifth, then just let us know.
How far ahead will you know that you can or can't get it?
I probably should find out by Friday.
Okay.
Sure. So
why don't you just try to request it off and then we'll see what happens.
Okay. And then what kind of comments should I add?
Like what, for you your, have
to just comment on the request off?
Yeah, because we're so short on dealers that I think it's got to be like pretty like, good.
Something really good. I don't know.
My birthday.
Tell three of your friends are dying. Brother's wedding.
Same thing.
You're the best dying. Man.
I've already used that twice in the past year. I'm a groomsman.
I would say your brother just gets married a lot. What can you say?
I'm a bad husband.
All right. Well, I'll put in for a PTO instead of a special request time off.
And then I would like to do in the city, whether it's Ryan's or mine, I don't really care, the time after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be certainly willing to host. We have the whole basement. I could set up a bunch of tables, and we could be loud down there and have food and everything. So if you guys ever want to do city, I'd be happy to host. Also, the street parking on my street is free, as long as you can find a spot. But on a Saturday, you should be pretty easy to be able to find a spot.
Okay. I submitted it as PTO for a family party.
That's, yeah.
Does it matter what you submit it as?
I suppose I could see the logic in that if multiple dealers all request it off the same day, they'd probably give precedence to the one that they think sounded the most important.
I mean,
possibly,
that,
yeah.
Okay. But that's not clear to you how they make that decision, Andy?
No.
And so it's not a first come, first serve thing, it would seem. It's they try to prioritize based on importance.
I don't know, man.
Or perceived importance. It's probably just a system.
It's probably just it's tough
being a drug dealer these days.
There might have been, because they're all like two people off a day for like PTO. So if two people have already taken that day for PTO, then I won't get it.
I could probably stop recording.